Joining us on the line is Senator Ted Cruz. He's Senator for Texas, ranking member of the Senate Commerce Committee. He has a brand new book out called Unwoke: How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America. Senator, thanks so much for joining the show. I really appreciate it.
Ben, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
So, honestly, I'm not sure that you've ever written a more timely book. The book is about how Marxism has gained such a foothold in America, and you can see how it spread its tentacles nearly everywhere. When people are wondering why you see wide coalitions of people marching in support of Hamas, the answer is that cultural Marxism has a lot to do with it. Why don't you talk a little bit about what we are seeing on the streets of our major cities these days, people ripping down posters, trying to justify terrorist atrocities. Where is all this coming from?
Well, look, you're exactly right. We're seeing manifestations of this every day. And I wrote the book because, like millions of Americans, I'm looking at the country wondering what the hell is going on? How did we get in this mess? And so this book tries to explain it. And it examines how the radical left has seized each of the major institutions of our society. And so chapter one focuses on universities, which I call the Wuhan lab of the woke virus. Universities are where the virus was created, where it mutated, where it spread. And then each chapter goes to a different institution. So it goes from universities to K through 12 education, to journalism, to government, to big business, to big tech, to entertainment, to science. And the last chapter is China, which is a nexus that connects all of them. Now, you ask how cultural Marxism is producing what's happening right now. I explain the origins of this, that Marxism began, as you know, with Karl Marx writing the Communist Manifesto and describing his worldview that we have an inevitable conflict between oppressors and victims. And he viewed it in socioeconomic terms. So his oppressors were the owners of capital. His victims were the proletariat, the working man. And the solution that Marx advocated for was the violent revolution of the proletariat, overthrowing the oppressors and using government force and power to redistribute the wealth away from the oppressors. As I describe in the book, in the 1960s and 70s, Marxists began infiltrating universities, including many of our elite universities. And sadly, Ben, you're in my alma mater, Harvard, was ground zero for all of this mess. In the universities, it then mutated, and it wasn't just socioeconomic. It became multiple variants, including critical race theory, uses the same prism of oppressors and victims, but instead of socioeconomic, it's race, the same inevitable conflict and the same solution, a violent overthrow of the victims overthrowing the oppressors. It shifted from there to gender, to sexual orientation, to gender identity. And when you look now, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking with a very successful entrepreneur in tech in Silicon Valley. And he's a man of the left. He's been a Democrat his whole life. And he was expressing bewilderment at the vicious anti-Semitism we're seeing from the left, whether it's the squad in the House or these protests on campuses all over America. And what I told him is, I said, look, you have to understand, to the radical left, Jews are coded as oppressors and Palestinians are coded as victims. And so the cultural Marxists, the solution they support is the violent revolution and overthrow of the victims against the oppressors. And that's why you are seeing leftists cheering on the Hamas terrorists. It's why you see 35 student groups at Harvard sign a statement saying that all of the atrocities of Hamas, the murders, the rapes, the slaughter of infants is 100% the fault of Israel, because that is the cultural Marxist view. Whoever they've decided the victim is, they root for that person to engage in violence against the oppressors.
So looking at sort of how this has spread throughout our society, the obvious question becomes, how do you fight it? Because this has been an issue that is literally centuries in the making. I mean, you trace this all the way back to Karl Marx, and you're right to do so. That means that it's taken, you know, 170 years to get to this point. So how exactly do we reverse that polarity? How exactly do we reject that process and bring sanity back to our politics when it's taken this long for them to actually take over all the institutions?
So, Ben, that is exactly what this book is designed to do. It is Unwoke: How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America. And so the book really does two things. Number one, it explains systematically how and why the cultural Marxists seize these institutions from inside. And you think about it, that seems an unlikely thing to do. 10 years ago, if I would have told you that big business, the Fortune 100, would become the economic enforcers of the radical left-wing agenda, that would have sounded loopy. That would have made no sense a decade ago, and yet now it is reality. But the book also lays out a clear, direct battle plan for how we combat it. It's several things. Number one, it is transparency and sunshine. The ideas of the radical left are wildly unpopular. There's a reason they rely on force and indoctrination to push them through. Normal, rational people don't support abolishing the police. Normal, rational people don't support open borders and the chaos at our southern border. Normal, rational people don't support surgically sterilizing and castrating 8-year-old children. Normal, rational people don't cheer for Hamas terrorists. All of those are wildly unpopular views, and so sunshine is powerful. But then secondly, we've got to change the cost-benefit analysis for each of the players in the game. So, for example, my chapter on big business. I explained that in recent years, it was rational for a CEO, an utterly apolitical CEO, to give in to the woke mob. And why is that? Because the costs of giving in to the woke mob were pretty low, and the benefits were high. When they came marching with the pitchforks and torches, they didn't burn you down if you gave in to them. We are seeing that change somewhat. And so I talk a lot, for example, about what happened with Bud Light and with Target. And in both instances, the companies lit themselves on fire and lost tens of billions of dollars of market value. That is significant, especially when Target began lighting itself on fire. The executives were talking, saying, "Dear God, we don't want to be another Bud Light." That is a very good thing, because to change this, we've got to change the cost-benefit analysis. One other thing I would say that is critically important to retaking these institutions: we need conservatives and libertarians with resources to invest in acquiring the organs of transmission of ideas. Ben, what you're doing with the Daily Wire is massively important for how we take this back. You're creating alternatives. You're creating movie studios. Your podcast is a hugely important organ of communication. But as you know, most people on the right undervalue ideas. Leftists get this. This is their religion. This is their life. An example I discuss in the book: Jeff Bezos acquired the Washington Post for $300 million. He didn't do so because he's bullish on the long-term profitability of print media. That's not why he did that. He did it because he wanted to own the commanding heights of public discourse. Too many conservatives with resources, successful business people, just look at the rate of return. They say, you know, I could earn another 0.5% manufacturing widgets in North Carolina. Well, that's great, but we're losing our country. And so I encourage people: buy a movie studio, buy a network, buy a TV station, buy a radio station, buy a book publishing house, buy a music label, engage and fight. And the best example, and I talk about it a lot in the book, is Elon Musk's buying Twitter. That changed the entire game. It was the most important step for free speech in decades.
Well, the book is Unwoke: How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America. It is totally worth the read. It has never been more important. Senator Cruz, thanks so much for what you're doing on a daily basis. And everybody should go out and pick up a copy of the book today.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it. And I would note also, it is at the top of the Amazon bestseller list, and the holidays are coming up. Let me encourage you, buy a copy today. Go to Amazon or a bookstore. But it also makes a great present. Buy a copy for your mom. Buy a copy for your kids. Your kids need to know the garbage that's being fed to them. It's interesting. It's fun. It's readable. It's not an abstract academic tome. It is real facts. It is real stories. And it equips and empowers you to fight back in your life. I think you'll really enjoy the book.
Go check it out, Unwoke: How to Defeat Cultural Marxism in America. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
We'll get to more on this in just one moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't even fill your gas tank or get a burger and fries for less than $20. But do you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, Pure Talk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to Pure Talk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids, making the switch incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that shares your values, supports our military and veterans, creates American jobs, and refuses to advertise on those fake news networks. So stop spending a ridiculous amount of money on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro right now. My listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Again, start saving money on your phone plan today with people who actually like you. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro and start saving.